Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 405 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 27, Frax's Fury.
It aired August 11th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Koichi Sakamoto. All these names we're very familiar with at this point.
The usual suspects. There's literally no more jokes to make about who's doing what. I think that'll change next year. I think Judd and Jackie dip at the end of the season.
Okay.
Due to being very frustrated at Saban. Who could have guessed?
I can't imagine why. He seems like such a reasonable man.
Yeah, Papa Haim is such a chill, reasonable dude. I don't know why everyone wants to stop working with him. And then he sold the company to Disney. Anyway, that's future stuff we can worry about. Right now, though, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because it's Time Force, baby. It's good stuff.
It's pretty good.
It's the good stuff. Sorry about the weird episode last week. There was like a good whole goof up. I had the stuff cut, and then that track got put out instead of... Do we need to keep the kayfabe up, or can we just say April Fools?
I don't think we do. I think we can goof them.
Yeah, April Fools, you've been pranked.
You've been goofed.
Yeah.
I bet you feel like an idiot.
Yeah, dummy.
Can't believe you fell for that.
Hey, do you know how hard it was to talk about whatever for 25 minutes?
Which is weird, because we do that all the time.
Regularly, but then we're like, we have to do it with a purpose, so we can't stop. I don't even remember what we talked about. Honestly, it would have been about 20 minutes longer if I would have remembered to talk about Assassin's Creed.
It started with, there's no new Sonic news. then you told me about One Punch Man for a while.
Yeah, he rules.
Yeah, there he goes. Now he's Dirt Bike Man.
Well, that's Bike Guy. I don't know if you remember that there's a Bike Guy.
Superpowers, bikes, motor and... analog.
And regular.
I guess motor's still analog.
Motor? A regular. Anyway, we're gonna go watch Frax's Fury right now.
Time Force. Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched Frax's Fury.
Thought you were going to say Sonic the Hedgehog for a second.
And no, not yet. I don't know if there's a solid release date for that movie, or if it's ever going to come out.
No, I mean, it'll probably come out before The Order, but not, that's, you know.
It's going to go it's gonna go straight to VHS. There's a pretty furious Frax in this episode, I think.
Frax got pretty furied up.
Yeah.
Mad Frax Fury Road. Is that anything? Is that anything?
I think that might be something.
All right. Well, we'll see. If you're in here, I already did that. Tumblr. No. HeyJakeandJosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's where the archives are. Hey, Josh, this goes up in like 2 weeks. You definitely need to get in space up. I had cut out you saying you would definitely have it up last week because you were out of the state.
I had a vacation I forgot about.
Yeah, which is honestly maybe the nicest kind of vacation, right?
Yeah.
Like, oops, I have to go away.
Yeah. I remember I came over here and I was like, oh, hey, by the way, next week I'm out of state.
Are we good? I'm like, yeah, we should be good. And we were good.
We're pretty good.
I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
You hope
to play good. You guys, if you've seen Bedazzled, you know
the
joke.
Bit. We probably reference it once every 12 episodes or so. Where was I?
I don't know if
you start. The archive.
Oh, the archive, yes.
Yes. So get that up. Do
hey,
that.
It'll be up there some.
Most of it's space. But also, episode 128 isn't in there.
It's just like not on the
archive?
It's
just gone. I tried typing it in regular stuff. Someone said it's not there. I tried just typing it in and it didn't come up. So if you don't have the episode, I have a copy of it.
I'll have to check that because they all should be in there.
I thought so.
I'll double check.
You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. I forgot what order it was in. I'm all mixed up. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Booberry Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife. Pod Bay, Pod Chocula. comes out once a year, and it's the best of the bunch, but not as good as you remember.
It's no Cocoa Puffs. You think it would be Cocoa Puffs with marshmallows, but it isn't. It's just Count Chocula.
I don't even like Cocoa Puffs.
I do. I like a Cocoa Puff once in a while. My problem with Cocoa Puffs, and I can't believe we're doing this again.
We literally did it in the episode that just went up.
My problem with Cocoa Puffs is it's all one thing, and it's a lot of the one thing. Like, yeah. I can do Corn Pops because it's subtle. I can do Honeycomb sometimes, again, because it's subtle.
Those guys are big, though.
Yeah, and the Honeycomb, you can get like one on a spoon.
Honeycombs are basically little pancakes now.
But Cocoa Puffs is a lot. I can eat a bowl, but not a box. Anyway.
If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would be great. It helps out a bunch. Tell us what your favorite cereal is. Leave a review on iTunes. Just say what your favorite cereal is.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJackAndJosh for still less $1 a month. Get some cool stuff in return. Teddy Teen Janet Fighter from Beverly Hills review episodes. A big blooper reel went up. It was like 45 minutes. Like
That's a lot of bloops.
It was a lot of bloops. We did a lot of bloop in this, and that was only the first half of Time Force. And I had to get it out there because my computer was too full, and I needed a room. But yeah, that'd be great. If you want to support us, that's probably the best way to do it. Also, this is a Monday episode, and now that we're back to Mondays being odds, because we took the skip week, and then we took the second skip, well, half a skip, and then we did a real skip, but a goof. I don't know what to call that. We're back to our regularly scheduled programming, and we don't have to do anything today. That's Friday stuff now.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump right in. I feel like I don't have a ton of notes on this one.
I feel like most of this one can be summed up by he kiss. him kiss.
Frax mad. Mark kiss.
Mark kiss.
That's
serum.
It.
Serum.
Serum. It's my favorite haiku, I think. We start off on Frax. He's putting a robot together. He's doing machines, and he's got like a spatula and a pen. And
what?
He's,
why? What is he doing?
He's building a crony back up. Okay. You only got to use bolts. Maybe that's like a weird summoning thing.
I don't know. They're part engineering, part evil mutant magic.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're a marvel of their time.
They are. It's sufficiently advanced technology. Looks like magic.
Yeah.
He's like screaming. He's like, I hate Rantic. He only uses robots and he destroys us and he treats us as scrap metal. Bah. And then the intercom comes over and it's Rantic. He's like, Frax, get in here. So Frax runs out and Rantic's on his belly crawling in the hallway. Because he's having a serum episode.
I thought, because we see this hallway from like a weird camera angle that I don't know if we've ever seen it from before. And so I thought he was just like in a random stairwell somewhere. And I'm like, Rantic, what are you doing?
I thought he like slipped and like dislocated his hip and was like, I need you
to hit his life alert button. Yeah. I'm falling and I can't get up.
Frax. I hate you. Come help me.
Lift me by my pits.
So Frax is like, I'll go get your serum. And he goes in, he's like, I hate you. I'll get my revenge one day. And he opens the serum, and I was like, why don't you, right now, upend the serum, dump it on the ground? But he grabs a vial, and he goes into the like main area, and he's like looking at it all like deviously. And then Adira grabs it. She's like, give me that, you idiot, and like runs over and gives it to Rantic.
And Battletoad grabs the case.
Battletoad.
I don't know his name.
I don't know his. I think it's. I call him Bluto.
Bluto.
But I don't know his real name.
I don't know.
Bulgo.
He's got so much Bluga? Gold on him. He's like the Mr. T of fat blue toads.
He is. This is Mr. T's.
Mr. Toad.
That's what the T stands for.
We cracked the code.
Whoa, what a wild ride. And
we really spilled the tea on this one.
I don't think that's how you use that.
Because the T stands for truth, right?
I thought maybe, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if saying like I spilled the tea, if that comes from like something or if that's just from the Kermit meme where he drinks tea and is like, that's none of my business.
I think the meme came second and I think it's from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
But I'm not sure because I don't watch that show. so I don't know what the origin of it is, and therefore I don't know what the letter stands for.
Right. I do watch Drag Race with Latasha, but I didn't start watching until season 10, so who knows what started before
then.
I
have no idea. Yeah, I used to watch it back when I lived in California because it was on right before Buffy on Logo, when Logo got Buffy. Anyway, so she gives Rantic the serum and then shoots Frax a look, and then we cut to the theme song. Don't worry. The look will not come into play at any point.
Nadira doesn't come back, I don't think.
She does, but she doesn't, like, accuse Frax of anything. She's just, and I only think it's in one scene.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think you're right. It's just, I think all she does is go, Daddy.
So we come back and Frax is like, I'll get a mutant. You'll know this one, Rancic. This is just some X-Vault exposition, because he's like, it's only in the X-Vault, which only I have the key for.
It's like they know we haven't recorded for a minute, and so they have to refresh
our memories a little bit.
And also, I don't think Frax has been around in a second.
It's been a grip.
So he's like, don't forget, I have the key to the X-Vault, only me. And he goes in.
Waka waka. So he gets there. Do we cut to a flying hickey monster? By flying, I mean it does the move that I do in Assassin's Creed, where if you hold down the right bumper and press whatever button you have it assigned to, for me it's Y, you throw your assassin dagger at someone, and then like you just kind of instantly teleport to them and kill them. He does that, but with hickeys.
Man, they had a lot of cool stuff back in the assassin days.
I mean, you didn't really teleport. It was more like a gameplay. Like, you ran up real quick. Right, but like right.
He is running very fast.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's running or if he's diving.
It's like a dive, because later he just straight up, like, Raiden.
Yeah, he's just...
Like, Santa Monica!
He's just leaping at people.
Yeah. So he gives them nasty hickeys that give them boils like Rancic when he gets the serum.
Yeah.
Withdrawals. When he gets the serum shakes, this is the weird bubble skin that he gets.
Now, do you think this was the plan the whole time? Because the bubbles definitely look like metal bubbling up out of his skin, and we know he has swords for bones.
Yes.
So I'm curious if they were like, because this is just a monster.
Yeah.
So it's weird that it's going to have lasting consequences on Rancic.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like the plan the whole time or if they had the idea, because Rancic's American. There's no like counterpart.
Yeah.
So unless Bluto in the Sentai also has metal bubble skin, I don't think it's connected. And there's just this nasty, gross hickey monster. He looks like the poop monster from X-Files.
I was just about to say he's an X-Files monster, right?
Yeah, there's the second season premiere. There's like I don't know his actual deal, but me and my friend Jacob watched it, and we just called him the poop monster because he swam around in sewers a lot.
He lives in the poop. Yeah, I remember that episode, and I also think I had a novelization of it because I remember its weird teeth on the cover of a book that I had.
Yeah, he's got a real nasty mouth, and he's the thing that saves the X-Files. That's what brings up the poop monster, brings the X-Files back. What a show that I've seen very little of, despite owning all 9 seasons.
That sounds like something I do. Well, no, they look open.
They're at least open.
You took the plastic off.
I watched the first season. I've been thinking about it, but like I don't have time to watch all the X-Files. I'm reading a lot of Naruto right now, so.
Right, and there's not just like, are they on Netflix, the X-Files?
They might be. I mean, I do have the DVDs here still, yeah, so.
But you can't just pull them up at work easily.
Yeah, that's true.
You could try to watch Netflix on the work internet, but
I think I would rather die.
Sometimes I can't even load Twitter on there. So.
Yeah. So anyway, so Sylvia Guardian... Sylvia?
They're more Sylvia than these last ones, time.
It's been a minute, so we used to have the Silver. These are the Sylvia Guardians.
Yeah, 100% more Sylvie this time.
Yeah, chock-a-block full of Sylvie. They show up. I just wrote serum-looking thing. I think this is when we find out that people are getting like the bubbles and stuff.
Yeah, because Eric like grabs somebody's arm. I thought it was his own arm for a minute because it's a weird shot. Because it's almost from Eric's point of view, and there's just another arm coming in from off screen, so it looks like he's grabbing his own arm a little bit. And it's bubbling up with the silver nasties.
So then we cut to the prison, and this is Nadira is like, "Daddy, your mutant is doing great. Everyone's running amok." And he's like, "I didn't send a mutant out." And she's like, "Well, someone did." And he's like, "Well, what? Let me see."
He has the mutant box in his hand.
He's got. I think that's what he's like putting it together.
Yeah, because
like,
he sets it down and it has the skull and crossbones on it.
I think he's like, "Oh, X-Vault, like, where did this come from? Who else here could possibly have done this?"
Also, why did Frax just leave that out?
He's stupid. Also, remember how he was like, "I'll hide the key in one of these. They'll never find it." They didn't. Because he just used it again this episode. Right, and they never, unless he put it back there. Doesn't he have like a pocket? Doesn't he have a compartment or something?
I don't know. Why does a robot need a pocket? He does have a cape.
He's got a cape.
Maybe the cape should have had a pocket in it.
Put a pocket in there. Maybe you just like open up your rib cage and just like hide it in there.
Yeah, man. If you're a robot,
you got space.
Just have a bunch of compartments.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. If I had a robot leg, I'd have just like a on-call snack compartment.
Every part of it would open up differently.
Yeah.
I'd store all kinds of things in there.
All sorts of things.
It'd be cleaner than a cloth pocket, so you could put little snacks in it.
Yeah.
Be real nice.
Get a little bag of chips.
Put some popcorn in one.
Pop it open, slam some, get some Gushers.
Count Chocula. Here's set for the day. Bring it on. You can put some milk in there. It's metal. It's fine.
That's true. Then boom, now you got cereal legs. This sounds amazing.
I see no drawbacks.
So then he's like, "Who could it be?" And he goes to his computer and he's like, "Computer, show me the TV." And it's like, "Here's some closed circuit footage of Venom Mark." It's just Mark.
First he was Kid Mark, then he was Goth Mark, and now he is Venom Mark.
This is the logical conclusion of the kid from Home Improvement. He turns into a gross kissing monster. So then we get a flashback, because he's like, "Oh, I hate him." And Nadira's like, "Why?" He looks like he's doing good. So we get a flashback. When Rantic was but a wee mutant, he got bit by Venomark. Venomark gave him a nasty hickey.
Mm-hmm.
And he started dying, like you do. But
from nasty hickeys.
From nasty hickeys. Yeah, it got infected. You don't want your hickeys to get infected. Seems like a real bad time. And then this doctor, who's got some cronies with him, and a yellow umbrella that is absolutely shredded.
I don't understand the point of this yellow umbrella. I know the importance of a yellow umbrella.
one yellow umbrella.
I don't
umbrella.
Know why this doctor has a beaten up one that's not protecting him from any rain.
This is Ted Mosby's great, 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 great grandson.
When did How I Met Your Mother start? Not 2001.
2005.
Yeah, okay. So this they saw this episode,
so
and they were like, "Hey,
Power Rangers.
That's a good hint to pay off in seven seasons from
nine.
When we talk about it."
No, yes, eight seasons. Was it eight or was it nine?
It was nine.
It was nine total, so.
Yeah.
The Yellow Umbrella was season two?
I think so. They keep reminding you about it throughout.
It's on, like, all the DVD covers with the blue French horn.
The ducky tie, which I think was season four.
The pineapple.
The pineapple, which comes back around but still doesn't answer the question.
Damn it, Trudy, what about the pineapple? Man, I loved How I Met Your Mother when I watched it. And I think of it fondly, but I could never watch it again, I don't think.
Yeah, a lot of it I don't think would hold up, but it's good to remember the jokes that do.
The good jokes are good still. The Ted Mosby is bad.
Ted Mosby sucks.
Ted Mosby worst.
And it sucks double because it's not the point that he sucks. He's supposed to be sympathetic. He's
yeah,
really
you're,
not.
Well, that I think that's the biggest problem.
Yeah,
with Ted Mosby. Yeah,
and Barney is also kind of a problem.
Yeah, Barney's a real problem, and they're like, "Get it?" Because it's a joke. And it's like, well, is it? You put out a book called The Bro Code, which I bought when I was like 19.
I also bought one
because, like, you know, it's what you do when you're an idiot teenager / early 20 something. I don't know when it came out. Anyway, not the point. This is not a How I Met Your Mother fan cast. That would be terrible, I think.
There is one.
Is there?
That I tried to listen to, but I couldn't because it wasn't great.
Oh, no. I'll bleep the name. What's it called?
I don't remember what it was called. I couldn't tell you. Okay, well, good. I couldn't tell you the name of it. It's two girls, and they just, like, tell you the episode.
Okay.
I only listened to the first couple episodes, so maybe they get better, but...
I mean, like, if you go back and listen to us... I mean, though I do have it on good authority that we've been good the whole time, so I will never check. Anyway, so this is Mark, and he's gross. He's a nasty hickey boy. He's got a gross, like, poop monster mouth, like, from X-Files, like we said. He's covered with these things that we're not sure if they're pus sacks or eggs, and it's horrible.
I mean, pus sacks are a bad option, but I really hope they ain't eggs.
I don't want any more of Mark running around.
No, especially not when they're embedded in his skin in a gross way.
They're all over the place with his, like, little... I don't want more little, like, kind of gross boys running around. No thank. Anyway, back to the flashback. Yellow umbrella... That's what happened.
And he's dressed like the guy from Roger Rabbit.
He looks like the judge from Roger Rabbit, and his voice is, like, very proper and down here. He's like that one episode of Gravity Falls when Dipper took the voice change potion, and his voice is like, ha 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 ha, this is my new voice.
It's like the voice of Superman from a radio drama.
Yes, absolutely. And he's like, I saved you, Rancic. Because I love everybody.
In my long black trench coat and weird circle hat.
Don't you think my robots are neat? Look at my neat robot boys. And Rancic's like, they're stupid.
I hate your robots. He blows them up.
He blows them up. He's like, they'd be better as slaves, and blows them up. And then he's like, what? And then he's like, is this all the serum? He's like, yes. And so Rancic kills him and blows up his lab. And then, because the next shot, he's like, is this a serum? And he grabs it and starts walking away. The next shot is Rancic, cool guy, walking away from an explosion, but it's the lab on fire.
Right, and he's telling the story, so we get a voiceover of him being like, I never saw that stupid doctor again. I took the finite amount of serum he made, and I killed him and left.
I have no foresight.
Very short-term thinking.
His name is Dr. Ferrix, Dr. Lewis Ferrix, just in case anybody's wondering. But the reason that... This is actually very clever. He got the bad hickey that gave him the serum shakes.
Yes,
right?
Silver nasties.
He got the silver nasties. I really like that. But it would have been cured if he wasn't a mutant. His mutant DNA makes it all weird, so the serum only, like, resets it.
It's temporary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means that, like, if people get the serum, they'll be cured.
They'll be fine.
Which I like. It's got good stakes. Blows up the lab, and he's like, I'm gonna get my hands on Venomark. This'll protect me from Venomark, but nothing's gonna protect Venomark from me. I'm gonna get my payback. And then we go to the commercial, and we come back, just some bros playing football, just tossing around the old pigskin, just having a catch.
You know, like bros
like
do.
Bros do. And Trevor throws it wide. So Chet's like, all right, let me go grab the ball. And they're like, cool. And so he goes, and there is, like, a power hickey.
Yeah, the ball is in a bush, and he looks at the ball and just gets super speared by Mark.
He did, like, Mark spin dashes into him. And just, like, gives him a hickey and then jumps, and I paused it because, like, a lot was happening, so I need to catch up on notes real quick. And I paused it with, and Trevor was, like, he had his hands down, and he was, like, ugh. Like, not
oh,
me.
No.
But it's okay. The Power Rangers.
He's eating
here.
Him.
And then he's going to kiss me. Oh, my God. But the Power Rangers show up. They intercede. They're, like, everyone get out of here. This gross kiss monster will not stand. I don't know if this is when I realized that Sabanhe's kisses so much he made it a monster.
He made a propaganda film against kisses.
This is anti-kiss propaganda because Saban hates it.
Don't you ever kiss because your blood will boil out of your skin.
It will give you the silver nasties. It'll turn you into Rancic. You'll be all wet all the time. You'll be that like post-tattoo lymph wet everywhere. Yeah. You know the one.
I do.
Hey, anybody, if you've never gotten a tattoo, cool story about tattoos. They bleed. That goes away pretty quickly. And then the next 4 days, you're cleaning up lymph fluid.
They bleed, but also leak.
They just leak. Wetness.
Yeah. It's not sweat, because it's like
slicker. Yeah, it's a little yellow. Here's the thing, though. If you want your tattoo to heal the best, you gotta vacuum seal that stuff in.
Yep.
You gotta keep the juice. The juice can't get loose.
It's just like cooking a turkey for Thanksgiving. Yeah, you gotta keep the juice.
You gotta keep the juice in there. So you saran wrap your tattoo for like 3 days, and you clean it like 3 times a day, and then put it back in there so that juice can marinate more. This has been Tattoo Corner.
It works really well. I got this tattoo a very long time ago. My Pokemon badges, and the color is still
popping still. Yeah. I think all of mine, except for 2 or 3, I've done that with. Because when I started doing it that way, it's because the tattoo artist is like, you should do it this way. And before that, everyone was like, don't do it that way. And he's like, this actually is better, though. And I trusted him. His name was Timmy B. Or Timmy Nightmare, depending on who you know. He was actually very cool, unlike Evil Ernie, who gave me the bad tattoo.
Or Chisel, who gave Tony
a bad tattoo. Never trust people with weird names if they tattoo you, unless they're Timmy Nightmare. I think that was mostly like his skating handle, though.
I just don't know why, as a tattoo artist, chisel is what you go with.
Yeah, that's kind of the worst instrument to like tattoo with, right?
I think so.
I think. Anyway, you can skip all these problems by just going to Gina Malloy in Key, New Hampshire. She's the best. Tell her we said hi. So he does Assassin's Hickey on the Ranger show up. And then they get him like on the ropes because he's very fast. And they're trying to like corner him. And Wes is like, see if he can dodge this. And he pulls out his big gun and he shoots him. And he did. He dodged it. He just like rolled out of the way.
It looked like he got hit by it and rolled backwards.
I mean, I think that's what happened. But
they said he dodged it.
I think Wes just like didn't see what happened. It was like, he dodged it. And
oh, man, I missed him.
And Mark's like, yeah, I did. Now come here, let me neck you.
And then he necks all the Rangers.
Yeah.
And he sucks so hard that he gives them hickeys through their suits.
Through their suits. They can go to space in those suits.
Yeah.
But kisses are permanent, and they will kill you unless you get some squeeze-its. I'm very confused at what the message of this episode is.
Drink squeeze-its, don't kiss.
Squeeze-its are a sponsor, and you gotta get some. So you don't get the silver nasties.
Get the one that has the little pill that you drop in and it changes the color of the squeeze-it.
Oh my god, I forgot all about those. Was it like random, or was like, I gotta get the blue ones?
I don't remember how they were packaged. Like, I don't remember if there was like a pill packaged with the bottle, or if they were in a separate blister pack. So you just picked one and plopped it in.
I don't remember.
I honestly don't know. And I'm hoping that those bottles were clear, because I remember the first run of Squeeze-Its, when it was just a Kool-Aid Burst knockoff,
yeah,
were in like colored bottles. So I'm assuming the color change ones were clear.
I think so, because I know they were clear after that.
Yeah.
Because like the blue or the red or the purple.
Maybe they never were in colored bottles. It was just the color of the juice.
I think that might be what you're thinking of.
I'm like 20 years, right? 21, 23 years removed from Squeeze-Its now.
I just remember the like top. The weird twist top,
yep,
to get it out of there. And
they
also
had that. Kool-Aid Jammers or Burt. No, Kool-Aid Bursts. I think Kool-Aid. Jammers were the Capri Suns.
No, Jammers Kool-Aid.
Right, but a Kool-Aid Jammer is like a Capri Sun pouch, and a Kool-Aid Burst
right,
is
yes,
like the plastic bottle. And then there was Mondo, which is the one I drank all the time.
Those are little barrels?
Nope.
The little nasty sugar barrels?
It was another plastic one that had a weird twist top.
I don't remember those.
It's Your World. Mondo.
This is the second. I'm having vivid flashbacks of us talking about this on this show before. Anyway, he gives everybody hickeys. He jumps on Wes. He's about to give Wes a hickey, and he gets blasted off. Here comes Rantic, and Rantic is so mad. He's going to kick Mark's ass.
He is so mad. He's not messing with Mark. He pulls out a sword from his spine.
He goes spine. He typically only uses this to kill Alex.
Yeah.
I think he also might have used it on Jen once, but it's mostly the knee sword or the elbow.
Yeah.
Spine means business.
Because with the knee one, you get to strike a cool pose and like pound on the knee.
Yeah.
Pull it out.
This is just like, ah.
Yeah, this is like, no, I'm here to kill you. This is my sharpest sword. It holds my back up. So. <Yeah. laughs>
So he beats the hell out of Mark and he goes in for the kill, but then he gets hit with the silver nasties.
Yep.
And he's like, ugh. And then Mark dips.
I don't know what the time jump is from the opening of this episode to now, but it seems like his silver nasty attacks are coming faster.
Yeah. I think the problem is they're entirely narrative based.
It's just plot convenience when they happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he stops and he pulls out a little squeeze it and he drinks it and he drops it because he's a litterer too, because he's a villain.
He shatters glass on a child's playground.
Right? Like, this is a kid's play here. Chet and Trevor throwing pigskin around. What if one of them gets some glass in one of their. What if their sport flip flop doesn't protect them from the glass?
That's just one of the like Adidas ones that just have the one thick strap.
Yeah.
That's a sports flip flop,
right?
That's
a sport sandal. For sports. When you and your bros are having a catch. So then Rancic leaves. Like, I think Wes sees
Mark gets away.
Mark leaves,
and so
yes.
And so Rancic's just like, ah, damn it. And he punches the fence and he leaves.
Okay. But Wes does see the broken bottle, like in the bush, kind of.
Yeah, he sees the flare up. He sees him drink it and drop the bottle.
And
he
it goes
sees,
away.
Like, the whole
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Then we cut to Mark on a rooftop panicking that Rancic isn't dead.
I don't know if he has like a cloak or if he's just wrapped in a blanket because he's so scared.
He's got a snuggie on backwards. That's a bathrobe with a hood. I guess without the hood. Because if your
snuggie
had
a
hood,
it just covers your face. But hey, your hands are still free. So you can change the channel.
You can go to a sports game and be warm.
And still do the wave.
It's probably a slang kit, let's be honest.
Oh, God.
Why? Do you remember when Snuggies started and they were like, huge.
They were everywhere.
And everyone's like, oh, you gotta get a Snuggie. I can sit on a couch and read a book still. It's like, well, yeah, you can do that in a sweatshirt, too. Dummy?
And start marking portable Snuggies. It's just sweatshirts.
It's just a half Snuggie, a crop Snuggie.
But it buttons in the back, so you have to have your buddy button up your Snuggie.
That would be the most annoying thing, because does it button?
No.
So,
but if it's portable, it has to clasp.
Yeah, but like if you're just like, so you're at the football game, you're at the big game, it's homecoming, and you're sitting there in your Snuggie, and you can have both hands with foam fingers because you got a Snuggie on, you're
right,
still
you
warm.
You got your beer in your one hand, your rally towel in the other, and you're still covered and warm, except when you raise your hand, the sleeve comes down and your arm comes out.
Because it's this big wizard sleeve, and also there is a strip all the way up your back just getting cold. You gotta put a bathrobe on over your Snuggie.
Well, the bathrobe goes under, and then you slide that, the bathrobe sleeves through the Snuggie sleeve.
You gotta get a Snuggie bib that goes down the back of your spine. To keep your back warm.
Anyway, can you even get Snuggies anymore?
I think you can only buy them in As Seen on TV sections at Walmart and Target.
Or they're on QVC at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, when they're like, oh, we got nothing else. We have 5 million Snuggies left.
This Snuggie is shaped like a poop and also sparkly.
Oh, God.
Your kids will love it.
There are too many poop-based toys, and I hate it so much. Every last one of them. Anyway, we are so far off the mark. Well, I guess
off the venom mark.
Off the venom mark. Let's get back to him. He's in his backward Snuggie. He's like, I can't believe Rancic's not dead. He's going to kill me. And Frax is like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm worrying about Rancic, who's going to do me a murder. And he's like, don't worry about that. He's like, yeah, no, I super got to worry about that because I gave him a bad hickey and I thought I killed him, but I didn't. And he's going to eat my ass. I don't know why I said that.
I think you have to bleep that or we're going to get...
I absolutely have to bleep that.
Or we're
going to
get kicked off of iTunes.
I can't get kicked off iTunes. I absolutely have to bleep that. I meant to say melt my ass, which is, I think, a little acceptable.
Well, there's a lot of mouth stuff happening in this episode, it's a lot
going on. These Snuggies got me crazy.
Got you delusional.
Got me delusional. So he's like, it's okay. I'm going to kill Rancic. Wah.
He's going to destroy him. Like
he is going to destroy him. It's not kill. They can't say kill. No kills, no kisses. Is there any other words that's K-I and then two consonants? Kim's.
Kimmy.
Kim. Kimantha. Anyway, we cut back to the clock tower. West playing nurse, trying to keep everybody not dead. He's like, you need to stay warm. You need to cool off. Keep this on your forehead.
Yeah, Katie tries to get up. He's like, you need to lay down.
Shut up, Katie. Lay down. You got the silver nasties. You need to chill. And then the TV's like, all the hospitals are full. Everyone has this bad hickey disease. So Mark has been busy.
Yeah.
Just hicking everybody up. Left, right, and center. And they're like, yeah, there's no cure. Please stay inside your home so you don't get
it. If you come outside, you will get a hickey and die.
And
if you get a hickey, you will die.
You will die from hickeys. Get it? Then Circuit's like, I did a Google on future Google on Fugle, and
I think it's still Google. Right?
You're right. It's still Google. No, it's
Disney's Google.
It's President Google at that point. And he's like, A, his name is Venom Mark, and he's a nasty kiss boy. And B, no data for a cure. No cure was made.
Yeah.
Because Rancic blew it up. Bummer. So Wes's like, wait a minute, though. And he has a flashback to Rancic drinking the serum, getting better, dropping it. So he goes back to the park, and he gets the little broken serum vial, and there's a little bit left. And then we cut to Biolab. And Wes comes in, and he's like, Eric, I got to see my dad. Eric's like, where are you going? He's like, I got to see my dad. He's like, no, he's busy. And he's like, there's like a back and forth, you know, like Eric's like, no, you can't.
It's not about you, Wes.
It's not about you, Wes. Your dad, it's my dad now, et cetera, et cetera. And then was like, my friends got bit. They got hickeyed. And that's what gets Eric to, like, let him in?
Yeah, because he's falling for the Rangers.
Yeah. Because he's like, oh, I like friends. Friends is pretty cool. Like that one little girl said when she was helping with my birds. Alice? I think her name was Alice. It's been a minute. So he goes into his dad's office. There's businessmen there. They're doing important businesses stuff. And they're like, excuse me, gentlemen.
This isn't a meeting because Papa's sitting at his desk.
Yeah.
And these other businessmen are just like standing over him they're like right up to the desk.
Yeah.
It's really weird. If this is some kind of meeting, they would be sitting, I like to think.
Unless they're trying to like posture at him.
Sell us Biolab. Give us the weapons for that big digger thing that you made.
Yeah. Raimi?
Raimi.
Raimi.
Yeah. Give me Raimi. Give me plans for Raimi. We're going to make 1,000 Raimis.
And he's like, no.
No, Raimi sucked, actually. He had a drill, but never used it.
He only shot his guns. It didn't work very well. So then Wes comes in. He's like, excuse me. My son, who I hate, is here. And he's like, I don't see you for weeks. And then you come in asking for a favor. Because I was like, I need your help. He's like, it's not for me. It's for everybody. So he puts a serum down, and he's like, this is what can cure the hickey disease. And he's like, how do you know that? Where'd you get this? He's like, don't matter. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. Just Biolab's the only place that can recreate it and get it out fast enough.
Yeah, recreate enough of it fast enough. And then so, of course, he's like, that's a gold mine. I'm going to start a hickey insurance company, and I'm only going to sell these cures to the richest people.
But then he doesn't.
It doesn't seem like he does. Because all he says is, that's a gold mine, and we cut away from him. But then we just go to Eric, the Silver Guardian is just giving antidotes away.
Yeah, they're just like moving out pallets full of it. So like, I don't know if he's like, a PR gold mine is what he meant.
Right. Or if he's like, we'll cure everybody now, and then we'll put it on the market because they'll know it works.
But it only works for the kisses made by Mark, and spoilers, yeah. He dies at the end of the episode because it's a Power Rangers show.
Yeah.
So the cause of the disease is gone. I thought for a second that it wasn't going to be permanent, that he futs with it and it was temporary, so you got to keep coming back to get more serum.
Yeah. I mean, that still could come up, I guess, but I don't
that
think
that could. I hope it doesn't. It will.
Yeah. If it does, he's the real supervillain of the season, I think.
Yeah, 100%, for sure. So they're moving it out. Eric's delegating. He's like, you go to the south hospital, I'll go to the west one. You go to the one over here. You go to the wherever, the old folks home, whatever. Then Wes is like bungee cording a toolbox full of them to his bike. And he looks over at Eric and he nods. And Eric gives him a nod back because they're friends now.
Yeah.
It's not about Wes.
But you can't ask Eric that because he'll say, no way.
No, I hate friends.
I hate Wes especially. And I'll never be friends with my best friend, Wes.
My best friend, Wes. So then we cut to the clock tower. He's giving everyone serum. He's like, Trip, drink all this. Lucas, drink this. Katie, you got to drink all this. And then he pours it in Jen's mouth. Like, he gives it to Jen. And Jen was the first one kissed, but it was by 2 literal seconds. And then Trip was kissed. Kissed? Yes. So I don't know if she's just the worst or if Wes is like, I got to make sure that you get it. Everyone else is like, whatever.
It's favoritism.
Yeah.
It's pretty blatant favoritism.
But also she is like the worst, like demonstrably, like because everybody else can like hold the thing. And she's like, ugh.
We see it bubbling out of her skin. Do we ever see it bubbling out of anybody else? We see it on Lucas.
We see it on Lucas, starting on Lucas, where it looks like it's like a mid-90s TV show where like angels are bursting out of your body or something.
Yeah.
It's just like glowing, and then we cut away. So Jen hugs Wes, and I was like, okay, so we're halfway there. Hugs are fine.
Well, yeah, she's not going to kiss him in this episode especially.
No.
Are you kidding?
He would throw up. Now I'm poisoned. I need to go get more serum.
His head would pop.
So then we cut to the hospital. Eric is handing out serum. And an old lady comes in and she's like, her neck is like got the big hickey mark. And she's like, and then like some people just like body check her.
Yeah, because they need their serum.
And they're jerks. And then Eric's like, hey, you're in charge to a guy who doesn't matter.
Don't give any to those two.
Those two can die of the silver
They're
nasties.
At the back of the line.
They got to do the line 3 times before they can get the serum. Make them sweat it out, literally. Then he goes up and he gives the old lady the serum. And she's like, thank you. You saved me. And then here comes Hickey Mark. And he's coming to hick everybody up. But then the Power Rangers show up. Again, this is when I wrote down anti-kiss propaganda.
Yeah.
Rangers show up, and they're like, we're going to kick his ass. And Eric's like, no, I'm going to. And they're like, you got it, buddy.
Yeah, Wes is like, go get him.
Get him. And so he morphs. We cut to Sentai footage. They were just at a hospital. Now they're at, that's right, a power plant.
They're basically the same.
Basically.
All the electricity comes from hospitals.
That's true. What are people, if not batteries? This is the Matrix, right?
Yeah.
That was the point. The point of the Matrix was people, you know, terribly inefficient batteries are our new batteries.
Plug them up and make them think they're in a regular Earth where they hate their job.
But, like, it's all fluorescent. Everyone looks sick. It's gross. Actually, very much like the Matrix. And also, then spoilers for the Matrix, outside of the Matrix, is still the Matrix. There's like another Matrix.
Oh, it's like an Inception.
Yeah. Yeah, because like at the end, Neo can use his Matrix powers outside of the Matrix. And they're like, whoa. And then like at the end, they're like, yeah, it's the second Matrix kind of. I think.
Huh.
I don't know. It's been a minute.
I saw the first one and it didn't do anything for me, so I stopped.
I really like that first one. I think the second two have some good ideas, but I don't know. It doesn't feel the same. It's weirdly enough, it's a lot like Pitch Perfect, where the first one, dope as hell.
Yeah, nailed it.
Feels great. Second one, a little too much money. Oh, you got a little more money than you had last time.
That'll happen.
Yeah, so you're spending it in weird places, and it doesn't look as good. Third one, bad.
And there's the Animatrix.
Animatrix is actually very good.
I don't, does that... How does that tie it? Is that just an animated story in the universe?
It's like a bunch. It's an anthology. So there's a bunch of different animated stories in the universe, and they're all canon. And some are from inside the Matrix. Some are from outside the Matrix. Some are really weird. Yeah, they're all dope though.
All right. You must not have had a lot of notes for this one.
No, I'm basically
done.
Because
we're only at 53 minutes, and we've talked about, I think, everything else but this episode.
I think we talked about Snuggies for a tight five. And by talked about, I mean I giggled through. Anyway, so Anti-Kiss Propaganda, it's a Sentai fight. There's a thing of serum. There's like a box of serum, and Mark's like, I'm gonna blow it up, and Lucas like dives in front of it to protect it.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
And that's Sentai footage, so I wonder what was in that box.
I don't know.
Unless the serum thing is from that Sentai episode, it was just the people, right, and not the bad guy that had it, and they just tied that in. Maybe so it could have been playing the whole time.
Maybe the reason Time Force is so good is that they watched all of Time Ranger before starting to figure out what to do with right. it. Instead of like, here's four episodes. All right, we'll watch this. Then we'll see if another Ranger shows up.
Yeah.
It's wild that season one, they're like, all right, we'll do 16 episodes. And they watch that. And they're like, good. That's all right. Now we'll start. Now we got all that out of the way. Let's start on the next. There's another one.
Oh, no, we have to cast a new guy.
We need a new boy.
Put out a casting call for the best kicker that you can find.
Gotta do kicks good. Or they're like, we need someone who's like pretty good at acting. And then Jason David Frank showed up and he did a spin kick, like, keep kicking.
He just kicked for 15 minutes. And they were like, we don't care if you can act. Welcome aboard. Welcome to Power Rangers.
And like, to be fair, pretty good.
He does fine.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know how he acts now. You know, I haven't seen him in anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Dragon Warrior, but well, there's a lot of problems with Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, his acting is one of them, but I don't think it's the worst one.
No, I think a lot of it is the material. Yeah.
I think his acting would be worse now.
I think so.
Just because he's all up his own ass about himself.
I haven't seen because he was just on Power Rangers. He was on Ninja Steel in the 25th anniversary episode.
Was that on Ninja Steel?
Yeah.
So he was on Megaforce and Ninja Steel?
Yeah.
He didn't show up in Dino Charge.
No, nobody though. Did. Even though there's a whole episode where it's the three Dino Sentais.
They just didn't do it.
They just didn't. Austin St. John was like available.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, here's a weird thing with Power Rangers news that I want to talk about that Latasha brought to my attention. Okay. That's very funny. It was on Twitter, I think. And it was, I think, the Red Ranger from SPD, Power Rangers SPD.
Okay.
Tweeted at Family Feud, was like, hey, I want my team against the Mighty Morphin team on your show.
I don't think that would have been the SPD team.
I think that's what she said. It was
really?
SPD. Yeah. And I was like, that's just a weird random season to be like, we want to take on the OGs.
Because here's the thing. That guy became like a real actor, and I don't know if he talks about Power Rangers an awful lot.
I don't know.
Maybe work's slowing down. He's eyeing that convention circuit.
Maybe, yeah.
But he also has a SAG card, so he can never come back. You're out. Once you go union, you're dead to Papa Haim. That is pretty weird.
I don't know what...
I mean, but to be fair, if that is your season that you were the Red Ranger for, then like that's your season.
Right. Maybe it wasn't the Red Ranger. I don't know. But... pretty sure she said SPD.
You know what? It might have been there. I think there's a second Red Ranger.
Okay.
So it might have been, that might be who she's talking about.
But it's just like, I haven't seen SPD. I don't know if it's any good.
I hear it's really good.
I just don't know what percentage of the Family Feud audience, like for that episode, like what percentage of the audience for that episode is being pulled in by the SPD half.
Right.
It just seems like such a weird middle season.
Yeah.
I don't know what the appeal there is, because they've never interacted.
No. I feel like you could just, like, with the original Power Rangers, be like, here's the five. Well, I guess no, because Tweet Trang is gone, so you'd have...
Yeah, he wanted the SPD team against Austin St. John, Walter Jones. I keep wanting to say their Power Ranger
David
names. David
Yost. Amy Jo.
Amy Jo Johnson and JDF.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how Austin...
They'd have to be on opposite
St. John
sides.
And JDF are doing right now.
But. I mean, they were at the Power Rangers premiere together. We should talk about this episode. It was actually pretty good.
It was.
But they were at the Power Rangers premiere and they didn't really look at each other. But like, I don't know.
The one that JDF got kicked out of for recording it?
I don't know if that's the same one.
I think so. I want to see what people think about me. They like you. That's why they're on your page.
Come on, guy.
Asshat.
Anyway, then Eric pulls out the muscle butt suit. It's muscle butt time, baby. And if anyone's wondering, yes, muscle butt does autocorrect to all capital letters. They kill him. And he's like, you're not done yet. And he picks his scab, which was on his knee, which is probably the worst place.
Yeah, I for didn't your gross see it because he's so gross.
I didn't look at him as much as I could.
I was like, if he pops one of those bubbles to grow, I swear to God.
I swan to John, I'm out. No, he picks a scab regular. They do the Zords and they kill him.
Yeah, it's like 1 second. It's nothing.
I do like that they double team murder him. Q-Rex does like his like super lasers as they cut him in half.
He's in man mode, right?
Yeah.
Q-Rex, yeah.
They cut him in half with the thing.
When he's in man mode, does he still think like a T-Rex?
I have to assume yes. I don't know.
He's like, oh, these arms.
He's like, whoa. I can grab so many things. I can do a push-up.
I can hug.
I can hug, finally. I also noticed this time, and I've known it, but like there's like this like bright green, like Matrix green, speaking of the Matrix. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
That's the color for time travel.
Yeah.
In the show, and I just really like that.
That's also, I don't want to talk about Beast Morphers too much, but that's also the color of Morphex.
Morphex?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that like Morphin Juice?
Yeah, the premise of Beast Morphers, just like the baseline idea of it, is that the researchers from some lab have tapped into the Morphin Grid and they like are extracting the energy out of it. And that's how they make their own Power Rangers.
Okay. I gotta watch this show. It sounds pretty good.
It's pretty good. I'm 3 episodes in. It's pretty good. It's a Nickelodeon show. Like, it's very fast paced.
Yeah.
It's like cut, 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 cut. Like, a lot is happening. Cut, right. Cut, cut. Which I think is just how Nickelodeon does kids shows now.
They're like, it's action. Cut more.
Because we also watched the episode of Cousins for Life that Roman Reigns was on. Okay. It was exactly the same way.
It was
like
it?
Super like, this is happening. Now this is happening. Now this is happening. And this, and this, and this, and this. It's just like 100 things happened before the first commercial break.
That sounds like too much.
Beast Morphers isn't quite that bad, but it is faster paced. Definitely than this one is.
Well, yeah. I still gotta check it out because I want to see how they work some of that stuff in, like Power Rangers history and lore, because they don't do that ever. Anyway, we're almost done with this episode.
We're getting there. I don't know what's up. Vacation for a week.
You just got back.
I got a lot to talk about. I guess.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Snuggies all week. So they kill him. Then we cut to the Rangers helping pass out serum to people, helping cure people. And that's the end of the episode for the Power Rangers. See you later, Power Rangers. And then we cut back to the prison, and Rancic comes into his office. And all the serum is destroyed.
Yeah, it's just shattered glass and goop everywhere.
And nasty sticky goop all over the place. This is what happens if you pop any of Mark's bubbles.
Oh. It's just glass and goop comes out.
Just glass and goop. And then Frax comes in and he's like gloating. He's like, oh, it looks like, how tragic. It looks like someone destroyed all your serum. And it's like, yeah, it was you, obviously. And Rancic's like, I'm going to kill you. He's like, I have the last serum. And Rancic's like, okay, whoa, what are you doing? We're not enemies. Humans are our enemies. And he's like, no, you're my enemy because you killed me when I was a human. And then we get a flashback.
It's really weird because he says you destroyed me, or you thought you destroyed me.
Yeah.
When I was a human.
But you did not.
But yeah. But keep going, because then he'll be like, I was still alive.
But I wasn't dead.
Yeah, and I was not destroyed. I was alive. I don't know. The use of destroyed,
It muddies the water.
Yeah.
Because he uses it twice in 2 different ways in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's like, you destroyed me, and then you destroyed my lab. And it's like, well, one means kill, and one means to break. And also, like, while his lab is burning down, and he's got, like, a huge face scar.
Yeah, he's like, his skin is falling off of him. His nasty hand just comes up and slams on the table, and it's like burnt. It's like Freddy Krueger burnt.
Yeah, and he's just like plugging machine parts on it. If you pop, if you get a can opener and you crack Frax open, if you crack a Cold Frax with the boys, is there just like a gross man in there?
Yeah, it's a Darth Vader situation. There's just a burnt, nasty man inside.
Because there's like a cut where he's like, and I turned me into a robot. And my voice went from this guy to Frax. Blah. And like,
and he pops his face open like six times.
Yeah, he loves it. Whoever's puppeting him is like, God, I love this thing. But like, it cuts to like his shadow where he's like zapping his arm to like turn it into a robot and put like weld robot parts to him. And like, there's like a flash, and then like his shadow is goes from man to Frax. And it's like, wouldn't it have been easier just to say, like, I downloaded my brain into a robot body?
Yeah, because it makes no sense why your voice is so different.
Yeah, like, why is your voice different? How long did this take you? Because your house was on fire?
Right, and I don't know if you are a robot or if you just have armor on.
Yeah, because it seems like you just have armor on now, but you definitely are a robot.
Yeah, because it cuts back to Frax in the prison and the picture of Dr. Ferrix is like in that little window in his stomach.
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
This is my ID hole.
A photograph of him.
Yeah. Or that's a camera showing his face inside the head.
Well, because it wasn't burnt.
No, it's right, because his face is all mangled. I don't know. It's so weird. Anyway, then he drops the serum because he wants revenge. And he's like, oops, and drops it. And he's like this little like tink and breaks.
Here's my immediate thought, though, is that Biolab just made so much of this.
Right, yes.
And I don't know if Rancic knows that yet.
I have to assume he knows.
But, like, I think I know his next course of action.
Right, yeah. I mean, we'll see what next episode brings. Yeah. But, yeah, I also thought that. Actually, my first thought was, like, you can get that glass off your table and just, like, slurp it up with a straw, probably.
Just lick your desk a couple
just
times.
Like, like when you spill something on the counter and you're like, no one's around. I can get some of this Arnold Palmer off the counter. Just me? Nobody else? No one? Okay.
I just use a paper towel usually.
I mean, you don't want to waste it. It's a good Arnie Palmer. Just sitting there on your countertop. And so Rancic draws on and pulls a gun out and shoots, but like Frax teleports away just in time. And then it like cuts to Rancic's face where he's like, ah, beans. And then it ends and the episode's over. So, Josh, I started.
Oh, you did.
What's the best?
I don't know. I feel like I don't know if that's the best. I was going to say maybe Eric starting to come around, but I don't think that's the best. That's like a nice moment, but it's not like a standout moment, you know?
I mean, I was going to say when Wes is like, they got my friends, and Eric's like, come on in.
All right. I can't think of anything else that's like.
I also really liked Wes taking care of his friends and like Jen being like, we need to kill this gross hickey man and cure everybody. That was also pretty good.
Would killing the monster.
The best is when gross Mark was gone.
Not freezing it, but killing it would stop all the effects that it had by Power Rangers mythology that we've seen. So would that cure Rancic if Mark was killed?
By every other episode of Power Rangers? Yes. By this one? Probably not.
But his DNA is different.
His DNA, that's also right. Part of it, yeah.
I guess I will give it to Eric.
Yeah, that's what I think is the best. What's the worst?
The gross egg pus sacks on Mark.
Yeah, in a walk. They're nasty.
And also his poop monster mouth is a close runner up.
he's a gross boy.
He's pretty gross. He's also sticky the whole time.
Yeah, he's
I don't think we said that, but he's just like someone gacked him a little bit.
That's gotta be just the nastiest slanket there ever did was.
Someone just has a spray bottle of gack and they just gack
they're gonna
down.
Squeeze that trigger real hard if they wanna get it out. He just kind of coming out the spray.
Maybe not gack, but like some runny slime.
Just like.
Like the more watery version
of
slime. Yeah,
you get some gack. You put like this much gack in a water bottle. You shake it up real hard. Who's the MVP?
Wes.
I'm going to say it's an in-universe MVP.
Okay.
No, I don't know if I actually want to give it to him now. I was going to say Mr. Collins, because he makes the serum, he mass produces it, gets it out to everybody, and as far as we know, he doesn't charge for it. But we don't know what the next episode is going to bring.
We don't quite know that yet.
And he did call it a gold mine.
Yeah.
So
he's not like a good dude.
Yeah. So I think I'm also going to give MVP to Wes because he was the only one who didn't get hickeyed. Because this is if you don't get hickeys, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. All your hickey friends will be sick for the rest of their lives.
They're
going
to die and then they're going to be a burden on you. You
know
need
what?
To save them.
In real life, there is no cure for hickeys.
No. You just wait it out, and you get a big collar or a scarf if it's cold
a nice
enough.
Turtleneck. I love my turtleneck sweater in June.
Now we got to rank the episode. Despite the fact that we didn't talk about it as much as we talked about Slankets,
it's a pretty good episode.
It was pretty good. I especially like the Frax origin.
Yeah, it has a pretty big effect on the whole season.
Yeah,
story wise
and like going forward, like now the whole power dynamic is like shifted and like and weird.
Yeah,
I don't like thinking about how he put a robot around him maybe and didn't just plug his brain into a box and make it and put it in his Frax robot or whatever. But other than that, like, I really like all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Where are you thinking? Top five?
Let me look at the top five. Let me participate here.
Yeah, if you want to.
I would say top five, because I definitely like it more than Future Unknown, I think.
Same. I don't know if I like it more than Bodyguard in Blue.
I don't think I do.
So, I think boom, I think we did it.
Yep. Perfect.
So, the new number five, Frax's Fury. No, not Fran's Fury.
Mr. Sheffield.
Don't even get me started on how much I love Fran Drescher. Both her and her show, The Nanny.
I haven't watched The Nanny in many years.
I don't care.
But I definitely, like, as a kid, watched The Nanny.
I watched it so much. And also, I've seen, like, gifs of it. And, like, it doesn't matter if it's the worst show ever. Fran Fine? She fine, if anyone was wondering. Also, I think that's where me liking Jersey Girls came from. Who knows?
Hey, a lot of pieces of that puzzle are starting to come
yeah,
together.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's going to do it for us for today. We'll see you on Friday for Dawn of Destiny. I think it's a Dawn of Destiny?
It is.
Okay. Dawn of Destiny. That's Friday. Destiny is not here yet. It's still nighttime.
Right.
Destiny will dawn this Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you. Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
Keep bumping my mic. I gotta put my hand over here very casually.
Yes.
What's up?